It is October 16th, 2011. Bob Sprankle here. Just reflecting on some reading I've been doing and the past couple days at Actum that I was at. Kind of a message that's floating to the top. One, I'm reviewing a bit of a book for a colleague, and it's outstanding. It's absolutely incredible, and I can't wait to give feedback on it. And that, along with sort of the big messages that I heard at Actum, is just something that, you know, we keep talking about, which is the role of the teacher has to change, specifically to be one, a facilitator, and how to make that possible. The book that I'm reading, and I won't really say who it is or who it's from, because I don't think I'm at liberty to do that at this point. But, you know, it's really challenging me to look deeper at what I'm doing in the classroom, even more than I have, and see how I can reach that dream of what I really think the classroom should be like. Which, you know, the short answer is it shouldn't be a classroom in the traditional sense at all, to the degree that we wouldn't call it a classroom. So I, you know, I have a dream in my head of what I'd like it to be, but I'll be honest, I haven't had the courage to take it to that place. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that you know, challenge me and make that uncomfortable to do. Am I going to, you know, shake up the structure too much? Am I going to get some, you know, lashback to what I'm doing? But there are definitely ways to move along that I have not been doing, and I'm seeing that in reading this book. And even with all the parent contact that I've had, one thing that I really think I'll focus on first are some of the suggestions about how to involve parents even more. So this has been an incredible read for me, and I will definitely link to the book when it is ready to be announced, and highly commend it to you.